It's still early in the budgeting process, and many variables will come into play. But if things stay as is, the estimate is that the district will have to find $14 million in cuts in order to balance the 2012-2013 budget and take a big enough bite out of the accumulated deficit to keep the district on track to be completely in the black by July 1st of 2015. That's the deadline set by the state in the district's deficit elimination plan. Dan Sovey is with School and Municipal Advisory Services, PC, the district's financial consultant. He says a balanced 2012-2013 budget wouldn't go far enough.
That's the goal, is to more than balance it and to begin reversing the deficit condition that was in existence. So that's the plan, to be more than balanced.
Where the $14 million in cuts would be made if it comes down to that is not known. Sovey says administration and other district leadership is being asked to offer input on where savings might be realized. The district is still 5 or 6 weeks away from presenting the budget to the school board. Enrollment projections given last night indicated that the best-case scenario for 2012-2013 is that the district would lose about 50 students. The worst-case scenario would see Ypsilanti Public Schools lose 380 students. Each student represents about $7,500 in state foundation grant funding. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.